Well, all right, and good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so enjoying this day thus far. It is a beautiful, comfortable day today in D.C. We are at a 62 degrees. We're partly cloudy now, but we'll be bright and sunny this afternoon at a high 64. We got in Detroit, sunny and 51 degrees. Everybody in my hometown, you're going to become real sunny right now. You'll be partly cloudy this afternoon at a high 58 around 3 p.m. That's going to be your high. Richmond, VA, right around the corner from me, you're 69 degrees and sunny, and you're going to be high and sunny up to 71 degrees. And you know I got to talk about Jacksonville. Hey, Jacksonville, you are partly cloudy today. Your high is going to be a whopping 86 degrees. Sunny, sunny, sunny all day. Dallas, you are cloudy. Oh, out of everybody, 73 degrees today. Your high is going to be 75 and your expected showers. Well, anyway, I am so excited for everyone. Shout out to Augusta, Georgia. I'll be seeing you May the 12th at the Evans Amphitheater. We'll be hanging out with OJ's. Eddie Levert, and also with the Temptations Review. I'm super excited about hosting this show. Can't wait. So many people are expected to be out there. It's an outdoor show. So anybody in the Augusta area, Georgia area, you need to come on and be out there and hang out with me. The show starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets. As a matter of fact, today I'm going to be giving away two tickets to the first one that emails me. You have to go on my drginaprince.com and go in, fill out the form with your email and all that stuff and say, hey, Dr. G, it's me. And when I get that, the first person that gets that to me will win two tickets to go to the show. And I will be glad to meet you there front and center and enjoy seeing you hang out with me and have some grown and sassy fun with Eddie Levert, OJ's, The Temptations, Dennis and The Temptations Review. All right, well, that's out of the way. Today we have Tony Tidwell. He is an award-winning producer, songwriter. He is the bomb straight out of Chicago. He's joining us shortly. I also have 5 minutes of Branding You with Darcy McConnell. She's going to be joining us as well. And my girl, Elizabeth Brooks, will be bringing us 5 minutes fitness. And also, my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, is going to be updating us on all of what he's been doing for the whole week and things that are coming up. You don't want to miss this show. Tell everybody, tune in, and it's going to be a blast. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and get started. This song is one of his newest songs, Tony Tidwell. It's called Dance in Advance. I've heard it. I've listened to it several times. It is anointed. It is powerful. It is a worship song. It is a praise song. It's everything rolled up in one. And I wanted you to listen to it before he joins in. So just go ahead, tell a friend. And while this song is getting ready to play, you'll go ahead and listen. And then joining me will be Tony Tidwell.
Leap for joy. Give God.
get you ready for the day, the week, the month, the year. I don't know what to tell you. All right, Tony Tidwell, how are you? Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
You are so welcome. So everybody that doesn't know, the listeners of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, this is Tony Tidwell. He is out of Chicago. Are you born and raised in Chicago?
Born and raised in Chicago all my life. Grew up in the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church under the Reverend Clay Evans. So I'm a native here. I'm not going nowhere.
All right. Well, praise God for that. Listen, I read your bio and I'm just super duper impressed with all of the work that you've already put in. How long have you been in, first of all, songwriting? How long have you been doing that?
I've been writing songs for about 20 years now.
20
Lord
years?
Lord has blessed me with the gift. About 20 years now. And so I'm just thankful for the gift that he's blessed me with. And I just use it for his glory and for his honor. And I just love to encourage the people of God through what he's given me.
Tell the listeners exactly what do you do. So you write songs and then are you over the Chicago Mass Choir? Are you, you know, producer and all of that as well?
No, they just asked me, my cousin Percy Gray, he's the producer of the Chicago Mass Choir, and he actually trained me and showed me how to write songs and, you know, how to produce. So he's my mentor. So I've just been honored by them to ask me to write songs on their projects. And so I'm a producer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a minister of music at a church here in Chicago, but mostly I just write songs and produce.
Well, that is so fantastic. And I'm looking at a slew of your songs. Please Don't Leave Me, Lift the Savior Up, As Good as God Has Been to Me. All of these wonderful songs. And I mean, I just want to know, what is that like? I know you've won a stellar award. What was that like for you, that experience?
Well, actually, when I won the Stellar Award, I didn't even think that song was going to do, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think that song was going to do that well. So it was an honor and a privilege for me, for that song to have won Stellar Awards. And so, I mean, I'm still kind of overwhelmed and over baffled by that. God just does things when you don't. I mean, he just does things when you don't even expect him to. So I'm honored by that, and I just thank God for the gift that he's given me to be a blessing to radio and to people.
And it's so amazing that you would say that he does do things unexpectedly. If we just walk, he definitely brings things right to our feet. And I love the name of the song is, can you tell the listeners what the name of that song is?
You talking about the one I won the Stellar Award with?
Yes.
I've Got a Testimony by Reverend Clay
I've
Evans.
Got a Testimony.
I have a testimony.
Yes, so yes, I've got a testimony, won you the Stellar, and you didn't think that was going to actually be the one?
No, because there were so many songwriters that came to present songs on that album. So, you know, I'm not thinking my song is going to be the song that's going to carry the record. And I had no idea that the Saints was going to like the song, and Pastor Evans, he really enjoyed the song, and he said, I want to make this the title of my CD. And so I was just like, wow. I said, all these great songwriters here, and you want to make mine the title? So like I said, you just never know who God chooses to use. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just honored and grateful that he chose me and chose that song, because he didn't have to do it. And through that song, the Lord has opened many doors, and I'm just honored and grateful.
Well, you know, like I'm saying here, I've Got a Testimony was number one song of the week and was on the Gospel Billboard charts for 64 weeks. That's why I'm like, how could you not? It was, and the people have decided that I've Got a Testimony was the song. And then on Billboard charts, nominated in 6 Stellar Award categories, Best Album of the Year, Best Gospel Album, Grammy nominated, all right, with for Traditional Gospel Record of the Year, Gospel Music Workshop nomination for Traditional Gospel Record of the Year. That's amazing. People's Community Church in Silver Springs, Maryland, performed the gospel play entitled I've Got a Testimony. I've Got a Testimony is relatable to everyone.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like I said, the Lord really blessed the song. He gave it favor. And it just, it, like I said, it just flew out of my control. And the Lord took it and did what he wanted to do with it. And it went all around the world. And I'm humbled and I'm grateful again that he would choose me to have wrote a song to bless the world.
Well, amen to that. So let's go into what's going on right now, even though I know that I've Got a Testimony is still in rotation. Dance in Advance. Tell us how you came up with Dance in Advance. That's a powerful, powerful song. I mean, listening to it right now while I'm sitting up here in the studio, I'm praising him. And I mean, it was just, it's just so catchy and so powerful. It just spoke right to my soul. How did you come up with Dance in Advance?
Well, the Lord gave me the song for the church choirs. I love to see the saints dance. I do. I believe it's power in the dance. I believe it's strength in the dance. The Bible even said that David danced because he danced out of his clothes. And so it's definitely a faith song. A lot of times we like to dance and praise God when we get what we want, but we don't like to praise God before we get it. And so God just put in my spirit, have the saints dance in advance. Whatever you want in your life, whatever you need healing, if you need a new house, whatever you need, give God glory now. Give him praise now. Don't wait till the battle's over. Dance in advance. And so that's how I came up with the song, Dance in Advance, because I believe that God blesses us and he makes a way for us when he can see our faith and when he can see us giving them glory before we get it.
So true. You know, and this is the thing, I believe that songs like Dance in Advance and other inspirational songs that would motivate you and encourage you and really speak to your soul. A lot of times when people are really, sometimes these situations in their lives kind of numb people. They're unconsciously. It could be a shock. Mm-hmm. You know, because somebody could be sick or you might get a bad news, bad report or whatever. And sometimes that shock alone, you can barely even say, help me. You know what I'm saying? But if you can crawl and put in a song, if you can whisper Jesus, you know, you'll be surprised how it will speak to your soul. It's just like the woman with the issue of blood. I mean, she crawled just to touch the hem, but that hem of his garment with those tassels has so much powerful meaning to it and so much anointing in it that it just speaks so much volume. So I believe that when God, and I even think about Saul, like you think about with David, and he played the harp, and you know, when he was going through what he was going through, but that music spoke to that anointing through those, you know, through his fingertips, you know, it spoke to his soul, and it does that. It energizes, and people don't understand. It's not about really our flesh. Our flesh is just, it's the shell, it's the temple of what actually, you know, just is inside of us. And so when we can just fight through it all just to get a tip of it, a touch of it, a taste of it, we will come out so much. It'll fill us up so much more than what we think. But we got to initially make up in our mind that I'm gonna do what I can for right now. And if it's just to put in dance in advance, come on now, Tony. If it's just put in dance in advance.
Dance in advance. Don't wait for the virus over. Don't wait till you get it.
That's
dance
right.
Now.
If you can put he in gonna, dance in gonna, advance, yes. It'll get you on fire. It'll get you dancing. It'll get you praising. You know, because really, you know, every day is not always a light day. Some days are kind of heavy. But if you can go ahead and fill your spirit up with something inspirational and encouraging and motivation that will speak to your spirit and take and have your spirit take over that flesh. Right, Tony? That spirit can take over
that
flesh and you be walking in faith and power before you know it. So listen,
absolutely.
Tony, so dancing, what else is coming up for you right now? I know you got, you know, the award winning and all of this stuff. What can listeners now expect from you at this point?
Well, we're working on our record at this point. So hopefully by August that our entire CD will be out. We're working this single Dance in Advance now, and I would encourage everyone to go get it. They can go on iTunes, they can go to Google Play, they can go to Amazon. I think it's only 99 cents, and they can download it and spread it around to their churches and spread it around to their friends. And let's help. Let's take this song viral to bless the church and the saints and God's people everywhere.
99 cent, you cannot beat that. That is a straight up giveaway.
No,
and you're getting so much meat for the soul, for sure. It's ministry, it's encouraging, it's empowering. I really enjoy it so much. And I'm just not saying that. I really do. And I'm, you know, I'm told, especially in this industry, I've been hearing a lot of people wanting choir music to make a comeback. Not that it's ever been dismissed, but it's all, you know, it got away for a minute with the worship team and the few and the, you know, but people are missing the choir sound, the tenors, you know, and all that, the power. What do you have to say about that, Tony?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I grew up on church choirs. You know, we grew up back in the days in the 80s and the 90s. You know, they really didn't have praise teams. They didn't have, you know, worship teams. So all we grew up on was choir music. And the Lord has blessed me to be able to write worship music. And I love worship. But it's just something about the choir music. It brings that atmosphere. It brings church to you on Sunday morning. And the Lord has given me, he's always told me, he said, Tony, I want you to write something that everybody can sing on Sunday morning. And so that's my goal, and that's my job, is to write stuff that everybody can sing on Sunday. So I love the tour. I love the praise team, but I love the church choirs. You can give me the church choirs any day.
Well, that's exactly what I grew up on. Donald Vale, you know, the choirs,
yeah,
the choir
Donald
leader.
Vale from Detroit.
You
yeah.
know, I grew up on that, so I know exactly, you know, what you're talking about. I actually went to Bishop David Ellis, Gospel Truth, Lord Jesus. I can't even think of it right now. But David L. Ellis, I grew up at his church, and Donald Vale used to come near all the Greater Grace Temple. Thank you, Jesus. I used to listen to Donald Vale. He would come and visit our church all the time. And, you know, the choir was really big. And, you know, Teresa Ellis was the choir leader. And, you know, it's just, you know, you can't, it just is something that sticks with you. If you've ever experienced it, it's something that sticks with you. You do want it, you know,
absolutely.
You want to mix it up. You want a variety. And like you said, you know, God has given you the anointing to do worship music and choir at the same time. But I'd like to hear a mixture on the airways playing so everybody can get a taste of everything. So listen, how can the listeners now keep up with you? What's your social media, your email address? What do you have for people?
Yeah, anybody want to keep up with us or invite us to something, they can email us at uncommonfavor.ttm@gmail.com. uncommonfavor.ttm@gmail.com, or they can reach out to us on Facebook, Tony Titwell at Uncommon Favor. That's the name of my group, Uncommon Favor. So that's Facebook, Tony Titwell and Uncommon Favor. And my email, again, they can reach out to me at uncommonfavor.ttm@gmail.com. Reach out to us, invite us to something, and if we're free, we'll be happy to come.
Well, I absolutely love that, Uncommon Favor. How could you not remember that? You speak that, and that would be on your life as well. Tony Titwell, it was such a pleasure to have. Yes, it was such a pleasure to have you on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And you are always welcome to come and visit. You are truly a friend of ours at this point in time. And so anything, any events you got coming up or whatever, and you want the people to know, to meet you out there, to see you out there, call and let us know what's going on with you, okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. Gina. I appreciate you for having me. I take no radio time, no exposure for granted, and I speak God's blessings to rest upon you. Thank you so much.
I receive it. God bless you. And it was a pleasure having you on. I enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much, Tony. Until next time, okay?
All right. Thank you, too.
Dance in advance. All right, Tony. Thank you. Love you. Okay, everybody. You heard it straight from Tony Titwell. You can get that copy of Dance in Advance for only 99 cents. Oh, my goodness. Spread the word around. Get that song. Listen to it. Let it minister to your soul. May it shame the devil. Put your foot on his head and all of that good stuff in the name of Jesus. Okay, you guys. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. And then joining with us is going to be Darcy giving us 5 minutes of branding you. All right, stay tuned.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Feel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Right and Everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Good morning, listeners. This is Darcy McConnell from McConnell Communications with your cheat sheet for business. I want to start with a quote from Colin Powell, which is, "There are no secrets to success. It's the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure." And so on that note, we know that most businesses fail within the first 3 to 5 years. And so I wanted to share one of my hard and fast rules to help you avoid failing in the first 3 to 5 years. Remember that you have to treat this like a business, not simply something you're good at doing. So that means if you make pies well, that's great. But if you don't have a plan to manage the business, it's not going to sustain. So it's equally important to manage the business by marketing your company, socking away money, building new relationships, going to conferences that will help you find a new business, and always work to be a better business person. So there are a ton of professional development programs out there to help you be a better entrepreneur. The Small Business Administration has a program called SCORE, completely free. It's retired executives, and their job is essentially to mentor you as a business person. And then your goal should always be running the business and not being the business. So you either need to figure out how can you bring on staff pretty quickly, how can you clone yourself, or is there someone else you can partner with so that you have capacity right away? And then you should also always put the context of your vision for the business in line with your vision for your personal goals. So you maybe want to be in business for 10 years and then sell the business or sell the knowledge, so that you can travel and write books. Like, that's my goal. Maybe it didn't make the 10-year mark, but that's really what you need to think about, because it does impact how you approach things. Your goal really is to be an entrepreneur, building enterprise. and not just be the business. And then the other thing I always recommend that people do is think about getting a service that helps you with accounting, like QuickBooks, a software system. That way you can do invoicing and track your clients and all the things that you will need to do to have a business that's successful financially. It's really not about just, you know, hanging up a shingle and saying, I have this really great product or service, but it's also about being as much a student of how you run that efficiently so that you're profitable. Because you're not in business just to be in business. You are in business to make money, and it's okay to make money as an entrepreneur.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, a.k.a. Philip. And you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, that is so true, that information that Darcy gave us. We are in business to make money. You know, a lot of people, you know, I was asked a question a long time ago about, you know, coming into ministry, writing books and, you know, everything being about ministry and things like that. You know, am I in it, you know, just for the gospel, and or am I in it for the ministry and also to feed my children? And my thing is that I'm always ministry first, but I do believe that God gives us ways to make an income. And I think about, you know, the disciples when they went fishing and, you know, even when He put the coin in the fish's mouth to pay, you know, the tax. I mean, there is, you know, I think about the women that had oil that they sold. You know, there's a lot of things that we kind of get so religiously caught up in the fact that, you know, God does give us means. And that's why the lady with the oil, she had vases, and the Bible says that look and see what you have, look and see what you have. And she had all this oil, and it was so much oil to fill up the vases that she had enough to take care of her household. And so my point is that we can't get so to the point that we have this false humility that we don't allow ourselves to allow God to give us the resources through what we have. A lot of us have things in our household that maybe we don't even need that could be a source of income. A lot of us, you know, start off and we might be intimidated by our talents to actually ask someone to, you know, to pay, you know, because, you know, maybe you're intimidated. Maybe you don't think that it's, you know, it's worth, you know, the value on your food or the value on your, you know, design or the value on your talent and your gift. But, you know, that is something within that has nothing to do with God. That's not how He operates. Now, if He tells you to give something away, then be obedient. Then your source is coming from another avenue. I was thinking river. I'm thinking rivers of finances, rivers of blessings. But He can have that come from another avenue. But then there's times when He'll have you specifically use something that will be a blessing, but it will also be a blessing to you. So it's when, you know, money takes a toll, when it rules over us, is that we are to rule over it. So that's the difference. I just wanted to leave you with that and to, you know, give you some encouragement with that, because because, you know, right now God is really, really raising up, you know, a lot of us with gifts and talents, even the ones that we know and we look up to, the artists that we look up to. He's expanding them in so many different ways. We got artists that are now starting ministries, writing books. You know, we got pastors now that are writing books, that are writing films, that are doing, you know, plays. I mean, there is so many things that he is utilizing, not only to be a blessing to other people, but also to be a blessing of a resource also to that individual. So I want you to be open-minded, you know, really, that it's not one or the other. God can actually give you balance for all things. So I just want you to be encouraged with that, and to know that there's nothing that you can't do, and that you're able to do all things. And that's just really what it is. So just be encouraged with that, and know that he will give you the resources to be able to do. Even with my business, you know, even with the things that I do, you know, there is, you know, payouts, and then there are giveaways, and I do a lot of giving away. And believe it or not, because, you know, I do give so much away, God blesses me in so many different ways. But then he's training me in so many areas on the business sense that, you know, there is, you know, you have to have an income. And the Bible also says that we are to leave a legacy to set up for our children and our children's children. And even as examples, you know, with David in particular, and Samuel, and I mean, all of them, you know, they left stuff for their children and their children's children. It was, you know, a lineage of provision and blessing. So that's just where God has really, really allowed me to have understanding and clarity for that. So I want to encourage you about that. And I'm super excited to hear about how God is really doing stuff. I listened to Tony Tidwell and how he, you know, had explained that he didn't even have a clue that song was going to win a Stellar Award. And I mean, it was on, you know, for 64 weeks on the gospel Billboard charts. I mean, that is just what God does when he can trust you with little. He will advance you to much. And that's the thing that is super duper powerful for him. So again, when Darcy says, you know, you take these tips and understand that, you know, in 3 years, this is the crucial time of when you put yourself out there, you open up your business. It could fail or it could succeed. And it depends on what kind of work you're putting into it, how you're marketing yourself, how, you know, how much time are you putting in, how much are you sowing into it. And just really, for me, prayer is a tool that will help so much. So, you know, you just really want to make sure that you're allowing him to, you know, God to lead you every step of the way. And so you will know exactly what you need to do for your business. You can't compare to, you know, what somebody else did to get their thing going. You want to make sure that you're doing and staying in your lane and keeping your eyes on the prize that God has for you. Because along the way, God has people that are being blessed by your testimony. They are being blessed by what he's allowing you to disperse out to those that are in need, and etc., that need a word, that need a prayer, that need encouragement. So, you know, this is what it's all about. And so now, with that being said, we're going to talk to my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, because he knows a little bit about starting a business, because even what he does is a business. Even though it's a ministry of laughter, it's still a business. Hey, A-Train.
Absolutely. What's going on, sis?
Everything is everything, A-Train. I'm so glad that you're on. We were just talking about business and things like that. What's your take on that?
Oh, man, listen. Even though we're in entertainment, you know, there's a second part to this word. It's called show business. You know what I'm saying? It's a show, but it is a business to it. And if you ain't embracing that business side, listen, if you ain't embracing that business side, that show is only going to go so far. You know what I mean? So I dig it, man. You gotta embrace both sides. You gotta do what you need to do on the front end as the entertainment, you know, as a comedian or whatever form of art you're in, but you gotta embrace that backside because it has business attached to it for a reason.
And people, and that is so true. And I mean, like, you know, you went, you know, raised in a church and all this stuff. So you pretty much know that a lot of times people, even with ministry, they don't understand that that's a business. It's a business. It's ministerial right. business. And you have to, even with, you know, like, everything is a business in ministry. It's such a great example of that. Even in the Bible, Jesus taught them about ministry and business. It's a time to give, and it's a time to, you know, to pay. You know, you got to pay, man. I mean, it's business. You know, even they had a business of carpentry. People have to really come out of that, because you will definitely. I'm just going to be deep for one second, because I need people to really struggle with this, to understand that if you do not understand the business part of what God is allowing you to do, to be a good steward, because now I'm going to tell you the good example about that. When the master left the people those coins, and one of them didn't do anything with the coin. His coin was taken from him and given to the one that had developed more coins right. from his investment. So that is a great business sense, that if God is giving you something, that he's wanting you to be a good steward over it yeah. in every aspect, so you can get yeah. the full potential out of it. So I just wanted to leave that with you, because otherwise that is total disobedience. I just wanted y'all to know that. So with that being said, A-Train, when you started in comedy, when did you realize that it had to become a business? Was it early on, or did you already have that?
Oh, it was from the beginning. It was really from the beginning, because like when I first got going, and the whole do it again and see what happens brand, you know, kicked off from some jokes that, you know, that I spit out, you know, over social media. And then from there, it took flight so fast that the first thing we did was we had to go and, get our names, you know, registered and all that kind of stuff and trademarked. And then I did the T-shirts. And then we were sending T-shirts all literally all over the country and across the pond. You know what I mean? So all of that took place from a business perspective. So it was the business side that we had to embrace from the beginning, because that do it again and see what happens brand was my first launch. And that's how I got started with that whole comedy thing and getting my name out there. So, you know. It started from the beginning, and then I had to keep up with it as we went on. You know what I mean? You had to mm-hmm. keep up. You had to keep up with your brand. And like they always say, you know, if you take care of your brand, one day your brand will take care of you.
And that is the truth. That is such the truth. And God has been really, really, really ministering that to me in the last couple of years, because again, you know, when you know, there's one thing that you sow a seed and you give all the time. That's just part of just our heart. You give right. all the time, but then again, you know, there's when now you got the exposure, when does the, you know, the business part come? When do people start sowing into what they've received from you? It's an iron sharpening iron type of thing. It's like, so you're sowing into people, and then people sow into you, and then they be blessed by another resource and so forth and so forth. And so that's just how that goes. It's all good, good people. Go on and get their money. Don't let the money rule you, but go on and get your money.
You know what, Dr. Gina? This is a true story. The very first time that I performed in a major theater, you know, here at the Times Union in Jacksonville, which is, you know, one of the larger platforms here in the city. And I never forget that show that I was on, because I had won a competition, a comedy competition, and the prize for that, the prize for winning that competition was performing 10 minutes on this sold out show that was already in place at the Times Union Theater. So after I won the competition, in 2 weeks, the business side, I'm here to tell you, the business side was so real with us that we had our, you know, marketing down. We had our banners. We had our business cards. I had my T-shirts. I had my products. I had my product table set up. I had banners and stock photos, stock cards, merchandise. And the headliner and one of the other veteran comedians that was on the show came to me. They were like, hey, man, is that your table out there in the lobby? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, I've done something wrong. Because, you know, I'm new to the comedy game. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I don't want to, you know, do something I wasn't supposed to be doing. And they were like, they was like, bro, where did you get all of this? And who did all of this for you? And I'm like, man, you know, what's the problem? I can take it down. It was like, no, you good. You good. It's just that your table is looking better than the headliner table and my table. And he was like, he asked for, we gave him, my wife Tracy connected him with some different vendors and people that we use to, you know, to get certain things done. And I wanted to put that out there to answer your question even the more about, you know, the business side. And what happened was I sold more product that night than any other comedian that was on the show, including the headliner. And I'm telling you, I attribute it to, number one, what happens on that stage. But number two, the way that we presented ourselves from a business perspective. And if you handle your packaging right, you handle your you present yourself right, the money is immediately going to follow. Do what you can do on your level, you know what I'm saying? And then right. When you get some more money in, you take it to the next level. And I'm telling you, the first time I stepped out, I was looking like I had been out for years, you know?
I'm telling you, it makes a world of difference. Yeah. It is so true. The banners, investing into you will bring investors to you. Investing into you will bring investors to you. So every time somebody buys a T-shirt, buys a CD, DVD, or whatever, they are investing more into the ministry, which will give you the money to be able to expand it even more to be a blessing to others. So it's really you got to get your business together, y'all. You got to come out of the pews and get behind that big boss chair and that desk and go on and do your paperwork right. Get your monies right, pay your taxes right, all of that stuff. Get your credentials, whatever you need to do. Just get your business right so you can grow and leave your children something other than a word that you did or said. Okay, you want to leave some kind of income, property, and things like that. I mean, I wish I had known a lot of the stuff that I've learned, you know, in the last 15 years back in the day when I was out there like that, you know, because back then I was really selfish. But, you know, having my son and everything like that, it's like I live to leave something for him. I even, you know, giving him something now and being with him of substance, but I live to leave him more, you know, than everything that I can possibly leave him. I'm destined to do that. So, with that being said, you had a whole week, brother. You had a whole week of nothing but showtime and stardom and stand up and, I mean, snoozing and elbow rubbing and picture taking and all this stuff. Tell me what in the world was going on. For those that missed the show last week, you got to catch them up and tell us what was going on last week after Wednesday. What was going on?
Absolutely. Man, I had a blast. Of course, my show, A-Train Live, The Experience, was on the 21st of April, which was a Friday night. And we had comedian Bo Last Name Dacious to come and rock with me. And then Sunday, I was in Marietta. Tuesday, I was in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Stardome Comedy Club, featuring for Bo Dacious. We rocked the stage out there in Birmingham Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. And I'm telling you, each night the house is packed. We got about like 500 people in the comedy club in the middle of the week, man. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. And then on Friday night, you know, Bill Bellamy, he headlined the Stardome Comedy Club in Birmingham. And he invited me to rock the stage with him. on Saturday. So, you know, I rocked out, slung some jokes with Bill Bellamy and my dude, comedian D. Lay. And I'm telling you, man, this Sunday in Selma, Alabama, I was in at the wrapping up the tour with Country Wayne. On the Country Wayne tour, we went through Selma, Alabama. So I'm telling you, man, Birmingham showed me so much love last week because we literally rocked that club all week last week, just like you say. So, and I'll be out there again in Birmingham in June because I'll be hosting their jazz festival, the Steel City Jazz Festival, with the OJs, Boney James, Kirk Whalum, David Sanborn, Rochelle Farrell. I mean, the lineup is strong. So we'll be rocking a stage out there again on the 2nd and 3rd of June at the Steel City Jazz Festival. So I'm
so
excited.
You're going to be out there with Eddie LaVert, too, this in June. That's going to be really good. I'm really excited about May the 12th. Don't forget Evans Amphitheater, you guys. I haven't checked my email yet, but when I do, you're going to get those tickets, that first winner, that go on my drginaprince.com and actually say, hey, Dr. G, it's me. You're going to get those two tickets because you definitely want to be there. It's going to be great. You know, the OJs is just always going to be the bomb OJs, okay?
Absolutely.
Especially with A. LaVert. Yeah, so that lineup that you got going on in Birmingham, Alabama sound like that's going to be a great show as well. Outdoors, I take it.
Yes. I mean, this is their annual jazz festival, so it's right there in historical Lynn Park in Birmingham, so I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. Just being in the city and hearing the buzz and hearing the, you know, the promo circulating on the radio and seeing, you know, the print media. And it's like, man, this festival is really a big deal there. So
yeah, it's a big deal because everybody from all over are going to be driving there and coming there. It's a big to do. It's an annual situation. So what an honor for you to be able to do that. Very, very powerful. I'm really excited for that. Alabama's been good to you, just like Augusta's been good to me. Isn't that something else? Certain cities, you know, just kind of pick you
it's
up
amazing.
And just carry your own.
Right. It's amazing how it all works out in the end. And, you know, and you just, the people just, they just embrace you. And it's like, you know, it ain't nobody but the man upstairs. So
ain't nobody but the man upstairs. So let me ask you this. How does Bill Bellamy just call you up and say, hey, man, I hear you in town. Why don't you stay a couple of days and do these shows with me? How does that go?
Well, first of all, you know, it's definitely, you know, humbling and amazing, man, because, you know, as a comedian, I mean, these are the people that I grew up watching on television. You know what I mean? During the Def Jam era and, you know, all of his movies, you know, that he's been in, and just watching him from afar. And we kind of got acquainted a couple of years ago when he came through Jacksonville. And, you know, he presented me with some stage time then. And so to be in Birmingham the same week that he was in town, you know, I went through there to support him. And while, you know, he was on stage, you know, he was showing love to me and letting people know, hey, y'all give it up for my dude A-Train in the house. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, matter of fact, you know, A-Train's going to be doing some time with me on tomorrow's show. So, I mean, it's like, you know, just a brotherhood. It's like, it's amazing, Dr. Jenny, because here's what happens, especially for comedians or anybody who's doing whatever it is that they do. You can get focused and determined, you know, and busy in doing what it is that you do. But then when you have, you know, key people in the industry to validate your craft and to validate that, hey, yeah, this dude here got the juice. You know what I'm saying? That's an amazing feeling, and it's very encouraging. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so we hung out like the whole weekend, you know, chopped it up or whatever. And like I said, this guy is so masterful on stage, and I love being around seasoned veterans like Bill Bellamy because, you know, you get a chance to see them in their element and you see how they master the craft of stand-up and you can see that it's in their heart, you know. Like this guy, I told him, man, the show that he put on this weekend I told him backstage, I was like, Bill, I said, bro, that was straight masterful, man. You know, I mean, you could see it come from his heart. And I told him that. Like, some people do things, and you can tell it's coming from an external place. But sometimes you come across people like Bill Bellamy, you know, or some other cats that's out there, and you know that they're displaying something that God has put in their heart, and it's coming out across that stage, and it's moving the entire room. So it was amazing. It was amazing.
But this is what I love about it. Another lesson, you know, we always giving people nuggets of stuff to take away. You know, relationship is so important. It doesn't matter how big you are, how great you are. Relationships is so important. That is first. Then your talent, I believe, because, like, say, for instance, like, okay, you had enough for you to connect with a relationship that saw something in you that actually mentored you to get you even greater, you know what I mean, to get you better and better. But that relationship is what motivates him to really speak out on your behalf. And because of that, then now you got another link with another relationship who can actually see the talent. You know, they're catching on to the relationship, but because of the first person's relationship with you.
Yeah. And I always say,
it's like a catch on. It's like a catch on. Yes, because even when you meeting all these different, I mean, because you've known some of them for a while. But I only know of, like, one really, and I could be wrong, that you were really, really, really close to. You know what I'm saying? That got to really kind of know you, right? Is that right? Mm-hmm. Is that part of the story? Is that D.O. Hughley and you became very close, and he got to know you and really mentor you and things like that, and then your craft was growing and getting better as the time go by, and then, you know, he was speaking of you. I mean, is that how that went?
Yeah, you talking about on DL side or?
Yeah, say for instance, you were saying like how, you know, people hear about you because somebody's validating you and confirming you.
Yeah.
You know, that start with DL and then keep moving on from there. Yeah.
Yeah, he was definitely one of those one of the people that was like a big highlight in my world because you know, you get other, you know, fellow comics say, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, good set, or, you know, that was a funny show or whatever, and you're like, oh, thanks, bro, but then you come across some of the icons out here, you know, like DL, you know, or like, you know, Bill Bellamy or, you know, Huggy Lowdown or, you know, some of these other cats that's out here working, and they'll kind of vouch for you, like, hey, man, that's good, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, thumbs up. So, and then from there, you know, I was always told that your character and your integrity would take you further than talent will ever take you.
Yes.
And that's what a lot, you know, so to back up what you're saying about the relationship, and a lot of stuff does stem from relationships. And people, especially in this business, you know, it's important that you present yourself in the best light possible. And not have people think, oh my God, if you're talking this way about this dude behind his back, you ain't no telling what you say about me, you know, behind my back, you know. So
if you're acting like a long ranger. I mean, sometimes you know, even if you're acting like a long ranger, I mean, people, that stuff starts to be, you know, revealed. You can't, you know, it's a community, and it's to be respected. That's in R&B, that's in gospel, that's in ministry, you know, pastoral, all of that. It has to be, you know, the community of respecting one another and respecting each other's place in that community. So, you know, again, like we were saying, relationship is very important because if you stand offish, you know, people gonna start picking that up. And if ain't nobody validating you, I don't care how good you are, you know, the public starts noticing that because they love unity. That's why they do the Kings of Comedy. That's why groups get together and put on shows together. You know what I'm saying? It's not just one man show, you know? Yep. So with that being said, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But then, you know, you also have, you know, people like Bill Bellamy, you know what I'm saying, because they love the game so much and they're really in this thing for real. You know, they'll try to share some pointers with you based on, you know, your performance or a joke that you did. It's like, hey man, if you change this to that, you know, that joke could go over better. It's like, boy, you know, you got yourself something with this joke. If you say this or say that, you know, you may see a different result. So, I mean, and if you're in a position where, and you're carrying yourself to where, you know, you're not postured to receive, you know, feedback like that, you know what I'm saying? It's a terrible thing. And it can't come back.
Constructive criticism makes you great. That's all I got to say. If somebody take the time out to give you something to make you better, you got to be teachable to receive it. Point blank. It makes you great.
Point blank.
You know, it makes you great. Somebody's taking the time to deposit that into you. It is definitely great. So, with all of that being said, A-Train, you have become so amazing. The first time I met you was in in Orlando, and we were in Florida, and Huggy Lowdown was with you doing that, and I met him too, and that was so much fun. Did y'all know each other before that?
That was our first time. No. We had met before, once before that time, but just through social media and just out here working. And see, that's the thing about this industry. If you're out here working, folks know who's out here working. You know what I'm saying? They know who's out here working. So, you know, just from social media, Twitter, and things like that, and different shows, you know, we've kind of touched base or whatever and kind of connected a little bit over social media. And then one time when he came through the Comedy Zone, you know, we got a chance to hook up or whatever. But in Orlando, that was our actual first time working together in Orlando.
Well, he was funny and you were funny, and I just fell in love with both of y'all. And I ran back into Huggy here in Virginia. And I mean, you guys both are my buds. So listen, Doug wants to know, and he don't never really ask a question. Doug, the producer, wants to know, do you ever pick anybody out of the crowd and make a joke out of them? I wanted you to answer that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't do it every time because, believe it or not, there are some clubs that have restrictions in place where they don't want the comedian riding on the audience. They want you to do your material. So you do have a few of those clubs out there that's like that, but for the most part, and which is understandable because when you leave your show, that club is still stapled in that city and they're trying to beg you to come back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they try not to work against that grain. But I did it last week, you know. As a matter of fact, one of the jokes that Bill Bellamy fell in love with, and people's like, hey man, you made Bill jump out of his seat, run and slap the wall laughing when you were messing with the guy in the audience. So yes, I mess with people in the audience, but I do it in a way that's, you know, that's not demeaning, you know. So,
no, you do it in a very family way. I think we talked about this once before, and make you feel like you had a cookout with your family or something like that, and you picking on Roger. It's definitely very soft, and it's funny, and it's cute, and nobody is ever offended. I've seen you, and you really are able to do that a lot of the times when you're hosting some of the shows that you know, been with you on. And they love it. They get a hoot out of it because a lot of times you just say what people are thinking. You know what I mean? And it could be somebody's sock, somebody's hat, somebody's hair, somebody's outfit, any of that. And it's like Uncle Fred or Aunt Betty, and they really be thinking they cute. So honestly, when you calling them out, they feel good that they getting attention because they feel like they was fly to begin with.
Exactly.
So listen, A-Train, you
it's all part of the plan.
Got the show coming up, getting ready to close. Tell everybody what's coming up for you, because I got to announce some things too. What is the show coming up again on A-Train Experience?
Yes, the A-Train Live Experience. The next show is June 9th at the Brit Theater here in Jacksonville, Florida. tickets are online right now, and we'll be having we'll be featuring Pete Lee. Matter of fact, Pete Lee will be on Jimmy Fallon on the 5th of May, and then he's coming to Jacksonville to rock my stage on the 9th of June. So Pete Lee will be performing at the next A-Train Live View Experience on June 9th. Get those tickets from Ticketmaster and contact the Ritz Theater box office.
And again, you guys, don't forget May the 12th at the Evans Amphitheater. I'll be there hanging out with Eddie LeVert, the OJs, Dennis, and the Temptations. You got to be there. It's going to be off the chain, all surrounding Georgia people. And then on June the 24th, I'm doing a power breakfast called Sparkling Gems. I'm going to be with Darlene McCoy and Prophetess Tiara and Lady Rachel Lee. She's going to be there. And me, I'm going to be the mistress of ceremony. So you definitely don't want to miss that. That's going to be at the Fairfield Inn and Suites by the Marriott. You got to get your tickets. They're only $30, and it's going to be a powerful event. Ladies, bring everybody you know and come hang out with all of us, because it's going to be a good time. Tell everybody where they can reach you.
Absolutely. They can reach me on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can hit me up on Facebook at A-Train Live The Experience, and I'm on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens, and I have a Facebook page called Do It Again and See What Happens.
Do it again and see what happens. Every time I hear that, I laugh. I know y'all can tell me saying that, but that's so easy. Do it again and see what happens. Follow him. I know you guys love the website on radio, but we want you to follow with us so you can be a part of our lives, so we can joke together, talk together, and share some info together and what we got going on day to day. So join us on our social media, as well as Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I have a Facebook page, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I have a Facebook page, Health and Soul page. So if you want to get your fitness thing going on, please join me in all of that. And don't forget to go on drginaprince.com. That's the only place you could become a winner for ticket giveaways, so you can write out all your information and I can keep you updated on everything via email and all of that if you like. But listen, this is the end of the show. I love you so much for listening. A-Train, don't you just love our listeners?
I do. We not only do we love them, but we appreciate them so much. Absolutely.
So much. I can't even tell you. The show, let the numbers keep climbing. Let this show be number one on the internet. It is possible. We can do all things. Listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. Join us again next week on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.